Welcome to Spirited Straight Talk, the podcast to help you thrive with the help of spirit. I'm Deb Shepherd, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and author. Each week, I bring new insights to help you heal from loss, connect with spirit, and turn setbacks into triumphs. So let's get started. Well, if you enjoyed part one of Foresight for 2025, we are back for part two. And I'm here on Spirited Straight Talk with Dana, my wife.
Hello.
Yes, she's here. And she has been digging around to find more questions, and there's lots of them to ask. And I'm going to be able to channel those answers, so I have no idea what she's going to ask. And so welcome to part two of Foresight for 2025.
I hope I have a very raspy voice.
So. Yes, Dana lost her voice a couple of days ago. It's starting sort of to come back, but I think it sounds a little sexy.
I want to get this recorded.
It's her sexy voice she's coming on with. So if you've heard the first one, welcome back to the second. And I'm actually excited because I don't know what she's going to be asking. And just so you know, if this is your first time watching me or seeing a psychic, things like that, if you see me pause or if I write down something, I'm actually listening to my guides. And they don't just talk. There's visions, there's feelings, and I'm interpreting all of those. So I will sometimes pause a little bit to understand it all. And that's the reason why, if you see that, that's what's going on behind the scenes of Deb Shepherd. And so as we ask these questions, it isn't really taking one side or the other. It's really coming from an intuitive perspective of what our guides are providing.
What's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
absolutely
more of a, how do we navigate all this stuff?
Absolutely.
Not necessarily
not
taking a side.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so
a lot of people are in a lot of fear.
Yeah,
so
a lot of fear.
There is that. So, but that leads me right into the first question I was going to ask you. We covered a lot on the last podcast about the state of the world and what's going on, but there are some a little more specific things I wanted to dig into.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're
My
welcome.
Guides are on duty.
So we'll see what your guides
okay.
say. So the first one that I wanted to ask about, because we've heard a lot about this. What do you feel, or what do your guides feel is going to happen with major law changes around women? Like, what do they feel, or what are they going to share with you about how we as women are going to be affected by some of these things happening, especially in the United States?
Yeah. And we scratched a little bit of that last podcast about how women's rights are being removed on a lot of areas. And it's for us to not just be so lackadaisical about, oh, it's going to be there, we're going to be okay.
Up.
Yeah, step up. So we're going to be stepping up. But I think what you're doing is going a little deeper. So I'm going to kind of tune in more. The first thing I get is there is going to be, oh, okay. So a lot of this administration is being driven about a Christian sort of viewpoint. And even though, you know, I think it's not saying that it's based on that, that's been a lot of the drive for it. Mm-hmm. And knowing how the Christian religion is, and I've studied a lot of religion, and I was raised very religiously, is women were always told men make the final decision, women have a second role. And what I'm getting is there's going to be a little bit more of that really seen, even in positions of hiring and positions of having a voice. And I think about this for women that are single and maybe supporting a family, what are they going to do if this happens? You know, what is going to change? So the first thing I'm getting is there's going to be a little bit more of a battle again. And we're going to be having to go back to, for the people that are not aligned with that belief, they're going to have to be able to push that sort of mindset of that, that's not going to work for everybody. And I also feel that maybe, which is really sad, what I'm getting is maybe even women won't be so supportive. And I think women can be very supportive of each other, and there also can be like the mean girls, you know,
little sister wounding out there.
Little sister wounding going on. And so that, as you ask me, I'm thinking if you have people having a really different belief system, and then you bring in a religious faith, I think there's going to be a lot more sister wounding or things that women are going to be divided.
Women judging other women.
It might be causing some division, and that's going to be a struggle. However, I think there's going to be even if it's a minority, they're going to have enough strong voices to push through it. It just might take some time to gather that.
Okay.
So
how much time?
Well, the first thing I got was three, which to me was probably 3 years to really say, wait a minute, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to make some changes. And everything, when I do predictions, predictions are based on what we see right now. Now, when things begin to change, if things change in our administration and things change in the world and things like that, predictions change. It's based on right now what I'm seeing mm-hmm. is if we have a foundation of Christianity and what they believe where women, you know, may feel their role is. The other thing I'm getting here is a lot of probably women that are the Christians say, well, I don't believe that, which is great on one hand. But the other hand, it's the push that our government may lean into and how that's going to play out.
Okay.
Because right now you're not seeing in the administration very many strong women. You're seeing a lot of strong white men.
Yeah.
And so with that belief system, and I think throughout a lot of our history in administration, that's been the case unless someone has brought them in intentionally.
Okay. So I want to talk a little bit about...
it's not the question I expected you to ask, but okay.
I got lots of them.
Yeah, good.
I just thought since you brought up
what
you did, we'll start there. You know, and I feel like there are a lot of societal changes that are affecting women that are happening and possibly even going to continue to happen. There's things that are in front of the Supreme Court that...
Correct.
Could be ruled on and not in the favor of what we've seen before. So,
well, the Supreme Court leans, you know, one direction mm-hmm. pretty much
right now. Yeah.
And what I'm always hoping is that depending on what side of the aisle you're on, can people come from their heart and their idea of seeing compassion and empathy versus always their logic or what drives them into what they believe?
Okay. So in the year of 2025, what do you see for career for people? Is there,
yeah,
because there's so much shifting going on and there's a lot of people losing their jobs
Correct.
Right now. And so I'm just wondering from a spiritual aspect, how will the job market shift over the next year energetically? And what job fields do you see aligning on a spiritual level?
All right. You're gonna have to
That's
give me,
a lot, huh?
It is a lot. So let me answer the first part about what do I see with the job market? Well, it's obvious that the job market for at least the federal employees, which employs, you know, quite a few people in our country and around the world, is going to be affected. Yet, I also feel that, and I got this the other day when I was talking to somebody, and I still feel that right now, I really feel like people will find maybe an entrepreneurship kind of drive, because if we're always depending on other people, corporations, the government to take care of us, maybe part of it just on one level is part of it to help us create our own independence and freedom. For a lot of people working for a company, they always sometimes, not always, multiple times, they feel as if they don't have the creative side, or they can't do what they want to do, or they have to, you know, if you don't have a good boss or a good community you're working mm-hmm. in, it can be a lot of stress, but people feel like they're stuck there because of their income and their benefits.
Right.
And who wants to live in a life where you feel stuck in something that you don't have any freedom?
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity for people to expand and go, you know, I always wanted to run a dog shelter. I've always wanted to go back to school to do this. I always wanted to have my own company to do this. And this can be an opportunity for a lot of people to create that. Being self-employed, and I have been self-employed for over 30 years, I used to believe too, I have to only work for a corporation or a company in order to be safe. And being self-employed has been the best thing for me anyway.
Yeah.
So I think this is an opportunity for people to be creative. I think there's a lot of, I think what I hear from people, they feel stagnant sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel stagnant, you feel like, I'm just bored. I can't make a decision. I don't know what I want to do. I'm just Groundhog Day, right? You're just doing the same thing over and over. So if we look at this as a terrible situation of what's going on, especially in the federal government with jobs, can we reframe that and think of ourselves as going, wait a minute, I've always wanted this opportunity. I wanted to do this. I wanted to collaborate. I wanted to make a difference for children. I wanted to do this. Even my son is thinking about going to Japan because he's like not sure what to do. He goes, I think I want to go to Japan and teach English. I mean, what an opportunity for us to reevaluate our lives. And sometimes, as we say in our program, it's not happening to you, but is it happening for you?
Mm-hmm.
And so can we rewire and reframe, hey, this is really scary, but you know what? Is there other possibilities?
Yeah.
And I think the first shock that people go through when all these changes are happening, there's a panic.
Yes.
And that panic doesn't allow us to use our intuitive abilities or really stretch our minds. But this is a chance for everybody to kind of sit back and go, huh, what can I do that's differently? And is that going to make me happy?
Yeah.
I was reading some articles, and I know this is questions answering longer, but people in the forest industry, you know, that work in the parks and recreation right. kind of area, and this is their passion job. You know, they finally get to this opportunity and then things end. But there are other ways to do that job without working for, you know, an employer. And I know people that take people camping, did a back camping trips and fishing. Mm-hmm. So there are things that we can all do. Just can we find that creative area?
Right.
But I think it is also sad, and there's a lot of grief, and there's going to be some hardship.
There's a little bit of chaos.
Yeah. And sometimes through chaos, at least for me, chaos for me made me go deeper. And that's how I found out I was a medium. And if I didn't have that chaos, I wouldn't have been able to find out this path for me.
Yeah.
So am I in gratitude for that chaos? Yes. But was it difficult? Absolutely. It was heart-wrenching.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, my kids were little, do I buy diapers or milk? I mean, that's where I was. And so through that chaos, I had to push myself to find something different.
Yeah.
And so maybe this, for some people, this will be a mission for them.
So that's great. So the next question is about, and I always struggle with this, like lately I've been struggling with this word, manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
That word is like so overused.
Absolutely.
And so like, but when it comes to being able to create our own abundance or align with our own abundance, what do you see for 2025 with that? Is there going to be a frequency shift? Like, how do you, I know it's on a personal level, but also because all this is happening, do you think this is an opportunity, or what do your guides say about manifesting in 2025?
Is this on a global level or country, individually?
Well, let's start individually.
Okay. I think individually, there's going to be a struggle here for a lot of people, unfortunately. It's about politics right now. When the federal government doesn't just pay for their employees, there are so many organizations out there that are benefiting from grants mm-hmm. and money that comes in from our government. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to have to be really reviewed on so many different levels. And I do believe that as a country, as Americans, we overspend. There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, you know, we can use a phone to order stuff to be delivered to our house.
Yeah.
You know, we are in a space mentally that we're a drive-through society. I want something, here it is.
Yeah. We saw a documentary not too long ago.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
One about all the
stuff that we just accumulate. Yeah, and the landfills and stuff. To me, this is a great opportunity, or an opportunity, not great, but maybe an opportunity for us to do a reboot. So as we used to turn our computers off to reboot them, right? Because mm-hmm. they weren't working, right? Can we reflect on this and say, hey, you know, maybe I need to look at what I'm spending. Maybe I need to look at my overindulgence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking back a while, you and I were talking about another topic like this, how we can get into greed and how we can eat too much and buy too much and have too much, and we don't appreciate it. And I think generations younger than me, obviously younger than you. Younger. There is that sense of entitlement. So can we look at this differently? And maybe manifesting isn't about stuff.
Yeah.
Because when I teach manifesting, it's all about stuff.
Yeah.
It isn't about, I want to find peace or maybe
joy.
Joy or more time with my family, or I want to do inner healing. And I truly believe that when we get distracted, we don't look within.
Yeah.
And when we're suffering and we're feeling pain and we're in a hard spot, they even call it shopping therapy.
Yeah.
So when we talk about manifesting, could we be manifesting not stuff, but maybe peacefulness or gratitude? And that might be where we go into for this year and even next year. But that's a painful thing for people to say, I just can't buy what I want. And we're not talking about inflation. We're talking about stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just in general.
Just in general. So when you think about manifesting, again, is this a time to reboot and think about what is really important, what is really valuable to us?
Mm-hmm.
And as a medium, so many people tell me, I wish I would have spent more time with my loved one. I wish I would have gone there to say goodbye. I wish, can we manifest an opportunity for healing?
Yeah.
In our relationships. You and I have family relationships we'd love to heal.
Yep.
So maybe that's something we could look at.
So I think I want to go into a little bit about...
I'm a little scared you have all the power here for all the questions. All right, go for it.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, what is she going to ask me?
Yeah, because these are all so unprepared for you.
I know.
So I think I want to talk a little bit about mind, body, spirit wellness. And if there are any new holistic trends that are going to emerge or... alternative medicine that might emerge in 2025.
Yeah, you know, and this can be political too. So, we know Robert Kennedy Jr. is, you know, head of is it CDC or those organizations,
whatever it is.
and I think he thinks he's holistic, but I'm not sure that's really the term for him. I think he's not sure what he's
fringe.
Doing. Yeah,
he's crunchy.
Somewhere I read that he puts a pickle in his ear to cure something, but I don't think that's true.
It could happen.
It could. So I look at people in my world that are very holistic, probably. Yeah. But you and I still believe in
Western medicine.
Yeah, Western medicine, absolutely. I truly believe in Western medicine, but I also believe there's a holistic path, and I think it's hard for some people to look at holistic as it, but I think as you and I know, we know that plant medicine is really big on our radar.
What? Plant medicine?
Am I allowed to share?
But I even love, because I've been digging into an apothecary,
correct,
like having a full apothecary for holistic wellness too. So that's all plant medicine too.
One thing I do know and understand that over the years studying these things is our stress and our belief systems can affect our bodies. Mm-hmm. You having no voice.
Yes.
You know where it originated from a little bit, we think. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with what are we learning in our lifetime. So if we are in a place to reboot and look at our lives differently and go inward, we can sometimes find out that there's wounds there that we can heal.
Yeah.
And to find out what is causing us to have our illnesses. And so I truly believe that there's so much more than just Western medicine or even holistic medicine in the sense of, you know, herbs and what we eat and things like that.
Yeah. That's the whole peel to heal.
Peel to heal. So that's we talk about the layers of the onion. Yeah. So the layers of the onion, to me, is we peel to heal. We have to peel those layers. And some
you have to find the wound.
People are afraid to peel.
Yeah.
What am I going to find? I don't. And the big thing I hear is, well, I don't want to go to the past. Well, your past is haunting you. I'm so sorry to say that, but it's in your face. Do I believe
until you heal from it? Yeah.
But there's also a lot of negative or non-educated ways that people look at, you know, maybe psilocybins or marijuana or anything else out there that's plant medicine, essential oils, things like that, healthy eating. Those things are all on the planet to help us heal, but there's no money in it.
Yeah.
Well, according to pharmaceuticals and Western, Western medicine. So there is.
It's not as big as pharmaceuticals, correct. That's for sure. So it's something you can grow.
Right. Yeah. So how do people then allow themselves to dig a little deeper? What else is available for them?
Yeah.
And I think that might be part of.
Let's go digging.
Let's go digging. Yeah. And especially if people are financially are not having insurance or don't have the ability to go get pharmaceuticals or see a doctor, they're going to have to find other ways of healing.
That's very true.
And so it will.
I didn't even think about that, because all the people that are losing insurance, how are they going to?
What are they going to do? And if they cut out, you know, Medicaid. And
if they turn to entrepreneurs.
Yes. So yourself, and we've been self-insured for years. Yeah. But what happens is you will have to find alternatives. And that means we have to be proactive. We're a society that's drive-through. We even get our medicines drive-through. We have our stuff delivered. We're not used to having to dig and figure out there's another resource. So this will have an opportunity for expansion and growth if we're willing to go and dig a little deeper. It will take a little bit more time to heal.
Interesting.
Be a little painful for some.
Yeah. It's painful for me right now. Just
learning the language.
Yeah. And there's a lot and I know there's a big project that we are working on that we hope to share soon, but we can't share it today.
That's what I was asking, like, am I going there?
I don't think we could share it yet, okay. But we're really close. We're really close. So I want to talk next about, and we talked about love last week, with breakups, realignments. We talked a little bit about that last week. So, but if you want to share anything else on love, if that comes up again, because I'm sure people
love
are
relationships.
Both.
Okay. I think what is going on right now in our administration is them and us. You know, separation. There's tons of separation. And whether it's in your family, in your career, in your neighborhood, whatever, there's so many sides. And so relationships, even those that are married or, you know, partnerships, business partnerships, if you work in an office with other people, things like that, this is going to take a lot of work because it can get a little bit uncomfortable and ugly. Mm-hmm. And so my recommendation for people is, if you're not aligned with the person that you're talking to, it's off the table. Find other things to talk about, because we don't know exactly where the future is going to be. Even though I'm a good psychic, doesn't mean we know exactly what's going to, you know, how people are going to react as time goes on.
Yeah.
That don't try to be right. Mm-hmm. The ego wants to be right, and the ego usually causes suffering, meaning that you want to be right and you want someone else to believe the way you believe, because you have your own perspective. And if that's the case, there is going to be a lot of ending of relationships. And the thing is that relationships have so much more to offer than one viewpoint.
Than political, politics.
Politics or religion. You know, we always say, in our program, that's not topics for the table. And being raised in a very religious home, we used to talk about religion and argue with people. I remember all the time, why spend our time arguing when we can spend our time being creative, changing things in our world, making things better?
Yeah.
Spend your energy doing it differently.
We talk a lot about unconditional love in our program too. And you and I a lot, we talk about unconditional love. And I think it's so hard to show up with that when a conversation is heated over beliefs like politics, you know, and so getting our minds to shift towards that unconditional love and understanding that somebody else is allowed to have another opinion.
One thing I've been trying to do a little bit is asking people that are on the other side of the aisle of me, educate me.
Yeah.
Not prove it to me, not, you know, go back and go toe-to-toe, and this is what, you know, I may say my point of view, but I'm really trying to hear, because I truly want to know. And what we do is we show up trying to prove our point.
Yeah.
And that's our ego wanting to be right, instead of going, if I'm going to be on this planet with you and I'm going to share space with you, is this the best thing to bring into the conversation? Mm-hmm. Are you being curious? are you what we call holding space and just really not, you know,
not judging,
not judging, not overreacting, not cutting them off, not hijacking.
Yep.
Can we really listen? And what I'm understanding when I'm asking these questions is I'm learning something. And if we're curious, we can learn another point of view. It doesn't mean you have to agree, but you can learn.
Listen to understand.
And so Dana said this a couple of years ago, we don't listen to respond, but listen to understand. And that is a challenge. Mm-hmm. It is a huge challenge. So can you be in a place of, I'm curious, I'm listening to understand, take away the nuggets, because we're sharing a planet together. You may be sharing a house. You may be sharing a workspace together, whatever, and you know, a yard. Mm-hmm. Why create chaos?
You share you talk about the prism a lot. You have a prism. I wish we would have brought it, but you have a prism that you teach with a lot that has four sides. Mm-hmm. And each side is a different perspective.
How you look through it.
Yeah. How do you see things from another side of the prism? You know, because you're not always right.
No.
And rarely are we right, actually. Yeah.
Well, I am. But...
Well, you are. You are.
And I'll take that back. Someone said the other day, actually, your aunt, like, you really know this stuff. I trust my guide, so I know what they're telling me, but I'm not always right, but I'm
well,
right.
They know. A lot,
they
though.
Know. And so I trust that process.
Yeah.
But why make your life more chaotic? Why create more chaos in your life just because you believe differently?
Very true.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah. And I think the true way of moving forward with what's happening right now is bringing more love. I mean, love is the greatest healer of all. And we don't have to love what's happening. But what I have been telling some of my students is when these things are happening, it's digging up things for us to reveal things, to see things in a different way.
Even as a country.
Even as a country. Can we see things differently? Take this opportunity for this year. If you want to manifest, what can you learn from this year's process? What can you learn? What are the nuggets you're going to learn mm-hmm. about what's happening, how people behave, how you're reacting, how you're showing up, how you're caring about your loved
ones?
Why
don't you go? Yeah, go within.
Go within and start taking this chance to make a risk for you versus I'm right and this is how it should be and da 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 versus going
and you're wrong
and you're wrong. Mm-hmm. Sit back.
What a waste of time, right?
We call it e-coins. Yeah, energy
a lot
coins.
Of energy coins. Yeah. You want a fun question?
Yeah, let's do fun. One more. Yeah.
Do you feel we're going to hear anything about extraterrestrials this year?
Absolutely.
You think? I mean, like...
The first thing I got...
Do you feel like it's been hidden and going to bring it to light?
Or we all believe that. Yeah, no doubt.
Is 2025 the time when they're really going to share it?
The thing... When you asked the question, the first thing I saw was September to December. Again, that's hopefully this year. But I saw the end of the year, some things may be revealed. My father-in-law, you knew him. He was a Air Force general mm-hmm. and a pilot. And I asked him, I remember when he was alive, I said, well, do you believe in this stuff? Because he was very Republican and all that. And he goes, absolutely. He goes, I didn't. But a lot of his other pilots did. And he ran the New Mexico Air Force Base down in mm-hmm. Mexico. And they used to have all these sightings and things, stuff like that. But they keep it hidden because people get scared. But wouldn't that kind of shake up our 2025 if we got to see actually pictures or whatever aliens? So
like real stuff.
That would be the cherry on top of the ice cream sundae.
It wouldn't be. That would
be great.
It would be interesting, but also to find out if they've been influencing.
Oh, that
what's
way.
Happened here too.
Do you mean living ones?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just
asking.
I thought
you were asking if we're gonna like reveal that, you know.
Will we have contact?
I think we already have.
I mean, like.
Look at you. Look at your eyes.
Now. Like now.
And what?
Oh, I don't know. Just,
okay.
It was a fun question.
Okay.
Just wanted to see what you got.
Well, with you and I, the way we are, we'd probably invite him to come stay the night.
Would you like
make
to come
a meal.
For dinner?
Come hang out with us. What do you think? What's happening? Let's tell us about the other world. So I absolutely think that there's more beyond us for sure. But, you know, I think there's actually more questions. I think we should do a... a three.
We have, I have another, no, I have another question.
All right. Okay.
Let's keep going.
Okay.
How do you think that past lives are influencing people right now? Like, are we, cause we believe we bring our past lives in, right? Mm-hmm. How do you feel that our past life experiences are affecting what's happening now?
Good question. The first thing I was feeling when you said that, I think about people that were suppressed probably in previous lifetimes. You know, this is going to be huge for them.
Yeah.
Because if they're feeling suppressed before and being suppressed now, they have another opportunity to not be.
Yeah.
So there may be a little of that coming.
And I know for a fact you and I for sure have been. Yeah.
I think there's others
in past lives
probably had opportunities of going to battle or making big decisions. And this is the chance in this lifetime to make different decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll depend if people have any awareness, if they've done some inner work, if they believe in what you and I believe, they're aligned, and to go into why am I feeling this? And I think for sure, if people have felt in past lives how they were not heard or seen or mm-hmm. devalued, that when some of these things are occurring now, people may have more of a panic.
Okay.
And for people that maybe,
like, we're more reactive because we've seen this in a past life.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And we get to participate completely differently. If anyone watches,
if we realize it, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Even in this lifetime, and some people may not be a supporter of her in the SAG Awards with,
Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda, and she talked about this is right now not a documentary. We can show up differently. And I don't think that means we have to go to battle. We have to, you know, take down democracy. We can just basically do our best, even by just being kind
yeah.
and being, you know, different with everybody and be an ally and be a voice for those that don't have one. But I could see where past lives may trigger people more so. And you're sitting next to somebody, you're going, why are you so upset about this? Well, if their past lives mm-hmm. have any kind of alignment with what they're feeling now, presently, yeah. that could put on a lot of people, we call them archetypes. They could become the warrior. They could become the victim or the prostitute. They could become these different individuals to take on life differently than they had in the previous lifetime.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Last question.
Okay.
What is one thing that people should prepare for in 2025 that no one's talking about?
Oh. There's a couple things with this that I'm getting here. I think the first thing is that you are capable. You know, in COVID, and we talked about this earlier, when we talked about COVID, people felt like they didn't have any control. Everyone was reacting. It was an
so they bought
reaction.
Toilet paper.
Yeah, they buy all the toilet paper. You know, there's these panics. And what we do sometimes when we can't control our lives, we go into panic.
Mm-hmm.
People want, because people think, they believe, if I have control, I'm safe.
Yeah.
Well, as you and I teach, control, you can't control. You can only respond. Yeah. What I'm hoping that people will listen to today and what's not being talked about is you are capable of responding and still thriving in the situation. Because people all of a sudden go into this panic like they're not going to survive.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to navigate. They're not going to make it. And so can you find another way of doing things? You know, seeing the picture of these farmers right now that are, you know, losing right now, you know, even through the bird flu and the USAID that was supporting some of these farmers. When I do work with people, what I find sometimes is they're in a job or they're in a situation and they're not happy, but they're worried about losing their job, but they're miserable, but they want to keep the job because they're in fear that they're not going to find another career, or they're in fear that if they leave the partner they're with, they're never going to find another partnership. Mm-hmm. They live in fear. And when we have fear, we cannot manifest. We cannot, we don't have our own power. Our intuition is out the window. There's no intuition. So to truly lean into, you are capable. You have an inner guidance system. You have an inner healer. This is not the first time in world history that we've had turbulence. So what are you going to do different in this lifetime than you did in the last lifetime, even if it was 10 years ago? What are you doing differently this time so that you are responding differently? You're listening differently. You've got compassion, not only for yourself, but for the community that you're in. Show up differently. And I think that's where the power comes. I have a student right now that's going through some surgery, but she's a thriver for breast cancer. She pushed through a horrible diagnosis, and we know lots of people have, right? So if we think of this as a diagnosis, if you were diagnosed right now with some sort of cancer, you would try really hard to thrive. You would do what it would take to have a life after cancer. So what's different? What's different? Your life is upside down, maybe. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe there's division in your family. Maybe things are unsettled. Maybe you don't know what's going on. You have an opportunity to still thrive.
Beautifully said.
Thank you so much. I want to thank Dana once again for bringing up some great questions and things for me to answer. I was totally surprised. I'll be talking to
welcome.
You after the show. But we do appreciate you joining us here on Spirited Straight Talk, and we look forward to many more opportunities. In the meantime, go to our website, debshepherd.com, and look at all the things that are available. Thank you once again for joining us. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope it inspired you. If you enjoyed our conversation, make sure you subscribe so that you get notified of new episodes. And let's get connected. Visit debshepherd.com for more insights, support, workshops, and a book a session with me. And finally, always remember, your loved ones in spirit are just a thought away. Even though they're on the other side, they're always by your side.